You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. I gotta let y'all know the BDC episode is out right now. LFODradio.com. BDC stands for Bad Decisions Collective. They had a show. Well, they had a event last Thursday at Good Life. It was rocking. It's going to continue to be rocking. So tune into those guys. Bad Decisions Collective. Bunch of dope producers out of the city. LFODradio.com. There's like 63 other episodes on there too, so get familiar. SoundCloud.com/LFOD. We got the Rex Cypher, Time and Lep, the Alumni Cypher series. Also, recent interviews. When we do phone interviews, it doesn't go up on the MixCloud because we're not playing as much music, so it's a little simpler. We can put those on SoundCloud. So we got Danny Boy from House of Slain, Sky Zoo, Slain, and we just interviewed Ricky Batts last week. Shout out to him. That'll be up soon. Also, whatever we like and repost shows up on that page, so it's just a good way to keep track of what we're rocking with in the meantime when it's not Tuesday night. Twitter's at LiveFreeODRadio. Everything else is LFODRadio, nice and simple. And if you're an artist, submissions at LFODRadio.com. We do not have a guest next week, so that means we're going to be playing music. So if you're an artist, send us a record. Make sure it's clean. And try not to copy and paste whatever you're sending to everybody else. I got some real nice blog submissions this week. That's always fun when people include the photo and a dirty version of the track plus a YouTube link and ask me to blog about it right after they tell me how much they enjoy what I'm doing for the scene. So those go right in the trash can, just so you know. Anyway, we're going to play a few records. Then we got Shimmy Combs in the building, CTTC Radio. The infamous Taz should be showing up in a bit, and we might have some other guests as well, so check it out. Stay tuned. Live Free or Die Radio. I've been on a Black Milk kick. This one's called Sound the Alarm. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die.
It's the one they gon' get live for in the club, man. Matter of fact, DJ, turn it loud up. Turn it loud up. From the floor to the ceiling. Detroit in the motherfucker building. Destroy everything, yeah, we killing. D-boy on the big boy wheels, yeah. Too cold to grab, even more like a photo lab. I'ma shoot something, sick and bold when the gun go blast. Half-ass rappers, we just fold in half. Throw in trash, might go pop like the go-go dance. And go pose for the photo lens, and I still got more. But if you wanna go flow for flow with a toe-to-toe, we can go, bruh. New year, so I'm stopping lanes. Can't give them fame, so I'm not dropping names. Labels played the fool like they played to lose. I just played you dudes, checkmate your move. I'ma just give them 2 plus 2 bars. Looking like ease off from black, please just cool off. Real music, I crush gimmicks. Give it up, now I'm more like Willie Hutch with it. Hands to the sky, get them high. Call up for help, this is the spy. Sound the alarm, sound the alarm. Sound the alarm, sound the alarm. Hands to the sky, get them high. Call up for help, this is the spy. Sound the alarm, sound the alarm. Why? The fans demand the man, and I'm him. Tipped up watching fresh Tim's. Throw him up high. Gun for the spy, trying to catch wind like spread wings on a fly. I solemnly swear to rep Thurlman. Got him hooked like black tar heroin. Barrels in your mouth, we own the house. Here to take my cut since you're holding out. I'm a brand new face with an old school weapon. Hammer him up. Oh yeah, 357. I gotta feed my brethren. No excuses. So withholding dough is useless. Be warned, if you pay me light, you better have something of value to make it right.
Hands to the sky. Get them high, call up for help. This is the spy. Sound the alarm, sound the alarm. Sound the alarm, sound the alarm. Hands to the sky. Get them high, call up for help. This is the spy. Sound the alarm, sound the alarm. Sound the alarm, sound the alarm.
knocking. Little motherfucking opportunity be knocking. They gotta let them off the skin. I kiss my mother on the cheek. Tell her that I love her. You ain't gotta worry about a tank, I got it covered. Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Ma, you know I'm still your little baby. All my life I was a fuck-off. Now I pull the truck up. Same, stuck up. Now she wanna suck us. See me hanging out the window screaming, what? No more tough luck. A different glove is what I'm cut from. Baby, oh my lord. The cops chasing Bronson in the all-white Ford. I'm on that all-night tour. I'm alright, but I'm off that roar. I'm in the road, dancing socks on the top floor. You would swear I'm Puerto Rican, but I'm not, Lord. Hot hoes, every city that we go singing. Head side, kill them what they know. All I do is eat oysters and speak six languages and three voices. It's Adriatic summers on a sailboat. Don't even try to call, I'm not available for nothing. Unless it's stupid paper. How about the Studebaker with Anita Baker? Opportunity be knocking. You gotta let them off the skin. I kiss my mother on the cheek. Tell her that I love her. You ain't gotta worry about a thing, I got it covered. Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Ma, you know I'm still your little baby. I feel so alive, I think I took myself. I should kiss myself. I'm staring at the man inside the mirror. The reflection shows a wolf though. Goddamn, I'm still cute, ho. All my women play the flute. Show me play some melon and pursuit. Left-handed make the fender cry. Count money with a reverent smile, a devil's eye. Half Cherokee and Gemini. Motherfuckers are dumb Pete from Jump Street. And turn your chest plate to lunch meat. I'm in a Humvee, looking like a young me. Now these motherfuckers don't wanna be chubby. I switched the season, now the hair's curl. Tan skin, I need a bad girl. Cause James Brown said it's a man's world. In a Trans Am twirl. The burner handle made of pearl. That's just daddy's little girl. Opportunity be knocking. You gotta let them off the skin. Kiss my mother on the cheek. Tell her that I love her. You ain't gotta worry about a thing, I got it covered. Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Ma, you know I'm still your little baby.
Let them off, please.
Sweet. Mr. Baklava, ain't trying to be broke.
They tryna pick up where I left off. I ain't left nothing. I'm right forever. Righteous, clever. Somehow stay involved with all the right endeavors. And I'm like, whatever. Jealous cause my driver's better. Take me over mountains. My forecast show I'ma climb it. Whether the odds are against me or they stacked in my favor. Scholar camaraderie's with me. It's automatic, they hate us. Because we hunt when we hungry. We don't wait for a cater. When we see it, we get it. And say no, no to a favor. You put your hand out for one. It becomes chubs in that gator. You lose your hand and
at that moment. That's Luke Skywalker and Saber. And all my mom and my father. Man, I'ma get to this paper. And all my sisters and brothers. Our house won't have any neighbors. I never got what I wanted, but had Nintendo and Sega. You all just open up doors. I do impressions of Kramer. I make crowds put hands together. Is that applauding or prayer? Either way, things ain't never been as clear. What I'm looking at,
I'm just trying to get this paper. Ain't got time to pick up phones. Put away all of my childish things. A nigga close to grown. Had obsessions buying sneakers. Now I'm trying to buy a home. Used to always say I'm bored, but now a nigga need a clone. I'm just grinding on my own. Do my dirt all on my own. I'm just shining on my own. Get this work all on my own. I'm just grinding on my own. Do my dirt all on my own. I'm just shining on my own. Get this work all on my own.
Did this work all on my lonely. I ain't had none of my homies. Thought that they would have my back since Tommy and Dino Spumoni. Now I have to lay the smack it down on all of these jabronis. Don't associate with phony. What my grandmama had told me, James Synonymous with real. You ain't never seen LBS. Never seen LBS getting back for the move. That's birth control. I ain't killed in them situations we living in. Even your family changed color. Seen that live with Aunt Vivian. I got nothing to lose with a whole lot to gain. Y'all pray for bigger targets. I'm perfecting my aim. I invest in this business. Y'all invest in the chain. No sit your ass at this table if you got nothing to bring. I'm losing friends in my mental from sacrifices I'm making. Because I'm focused on working. Man, there's no time to get faded. The most close-minded of people be the ones that strip you naked. Feel that hatred. Things ain't never been as clear. When I'm looking at
I'm just trying to get this paper. Ain't got time to pick up phones. Put away all of my childish things. A nigga close to grown. Had obsessions buying sneakers. Now I'm trying to buy a home. Used to always say I'm bored, but now a nigga need a clone. I'm just grinding on my own. Do my dirt all on my own. I'm just shining on my own. Get this work all on my own. I'm just grinding on my own. Do my dirt all on my own. I'm just shining on my own. Get this work all on my own.
All right, Latrell James, on my own. You are tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. We got Shimmy Combs in the building.
Thank you guys for bringing me here.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I could have been anywhere in the world, but I'm here.
Exactly. It's a pleasure. We got Young Tasmania.
I am done. Young, though? Young?
Young.
Honestly, can I be old, like OG?
You're not old yet, though. We've been over this.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
23.
Yeah, you cannot have OG anything.
How old are you?
You got to double older up before you get OG.
Stop. What, 20, what, 24?
Nope, older.
26?
Older.
28?
Oh, I turned 28 in June.
Boom. You got him.
Boom.
Close enough. Still, okay.
That's 5 years older than you, and he's not even an OG. No disrespect, that's but.
Cool. I'm not an OG either. How old are you? Wait a minute.
It's not really important.
No. I feel like he's younger than you. You're younger than him.
I'm 27 or 28.
Yeah.
Or 28. How you not?
I don't pay attention. I'm just one with the universe. Just,
bye. Wait, but Shimmy Combs.
Yes.
So now, is that affiliated with?
It's affiliated with the most noble fraternity in the whole wide world, Kappa Alpha Psi.
Okay.
Which I belong to.
Shout out.
Awesome. I graduated from Penn State. Harrisburg, that's out in Pennsylvania, for anybody who doesn't know.
Dude, State College is pandemonium.
It is, but it's too crazy, so that's why I had to go to like one of the small campuses.
Okay.
Go up there, party, and then I get to leave on Sunday with like a little bit of my dignity left, but like I can go back to campus and get my studies on. Up there, I don't know if I could have did it.
It's wild. I learned how to play this game called Spoon.
Spoon?
And what you do, you sit on your front porch, right?
Yeah.
And you throw a spoon into the road.
Mm-hmm.
And every time a car runs it over, it like rattles up through the chassis and makes this wild noise, and everyone drinks. And the car driver swerves. And
I can believe that, though, because people are all
about sit there
the porch
all day bumping music and watching people run over a spoon.
Wow. Real friendly up there, though. I can't say that. A friendly group of individuals, but that's probably because of the alcohol.
Yeah. Everyone was hammered all the time.
Is that area as dirty as Philly? Because I feel like Philly's very different.
Yo, it's crazy. It's different because, like, Philly is a city. All these colleges, like, all the Pennsylvania State University campuses, they're all in the middle of, like, suburbs.
They're their own towns.
In sticks, yeah.
They literally exist because of the schools.
But Philadelphia is, like, I've never seen, like, filth in a city like that until I went to Philadelphia. Like, I thought some parts of Boston were pretty dirty, but no.
Really?
Like, one time, no lie, I went out to Philly, and I was walking to the corner store, and I saw a cat, like, just smushed on the ground. It was
dead?
Oh, yeah. Of course it was.
What do you mean?
It was, of course, it got ran over probably, but, like, I'm used to
it. And it got left there, yeah. That's gone. That's cleaned up pretty quick
in most
cities.
But it was just, like, chilling in the trash, so, like, it was just there.
It's no good.
Wow. It's dirty. But New York's pretty dirty too, though, I heard.
No, when
but
I
not
was
as bad as Philadelphia, though.
Man.
Philly is...
Are we just bashing cities?
Right? I don't know much.
I just
want to
state
steaks.
That I don't have an opinion about the cleanliness of Philadelphia.
They have great cheesesteaks.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
And the music out there is pretty good. They've got some talented individuals. But besides that, like, I stay out of...
Cities in general get gross, man. It's hard to keep them. You get used to them. New York smells terrible, but you don't realize it because you live there. And then
you're one of those people?
Not you, but people in general, whoever lives there. You can smell it when you get off the bus.
New York is great. Bye.
It's fun.
I'm here for my New York people.
I love New York. That's my home away from home. But anyway, we got Shimmy on here. We're talking about Philadelphia. He's from Boston.
I am.
Contribute to the Culture Radio, Sunday night, 7 and 9 p.m.
One of the best... You see how I said one of the best things out there, because you guys over here are all about the culture as well. So I can appreciate that. And I appreciate you inviting me as well.
Well, I talked to Chuck about this a lot. You know, Champ Chuck.
You read my mind.
And it's all about, I love the unity between the shows because, you know, all our shows, we're not 24 hours a day. People want to hear hip hop other times besides Sunday night, Tuesday night. So it's good to show people their options and they can just tune into the city.
He's a real good dude.
Chuck's
I really like
man.
Chuck. Yeah. He's for the people.
Absolutely.
He should be like the mayor or something.
When Mark retires, I guess.
Why you keep reading my mind, bro? Shout out to Mark Maron as well.
Shout out to Mark.
He's at what's that spot he's at every Monday now?
Hard Rock.
That's a dope move from church to Hard Rock. That's what's up.
Yeah, Motivate stays alive. I love that through however many venues it's been, like, they keep getting shut down, whatever happens, like, he keeps it pushing. They had a big show last night. I gotta hit him up, see how that went.
It was Terminology and Smoke Bulger.
Yeah.
Bunch of other people.
Yeah.
I couldn't make it because the way my wisdom teeth was set up. You know what I mean? I was in La La Land because the medicine, so.
Sleeping. That'll happen, man. I got mine out when I was a kid, and they did not give me the strong stuff. I got up and walked out of the room and, like, they were all shocked and, like, you have to lie down for 30. I was like, nah, I'm going home. I'm good. I'm done.
It's crazy because the first time I had them, like, put me to sleep. Like, when I got the bottom ones taken out, I got the, what is that? What's that stuff that they give you to the painkiller? But you can't feel anything.
Anesthesia?
No, not that.
Novocaine?
It's, what is it?
Novocaine? I don't know.
Novocaine. I got the Novocaine and I got the laughing gas.
Oh, they put you under.
So I woke up. It felt like it was like 20 minutes. I couldn't feel anything. But this time they said there's no laughing gas, but they're going to give me the Novocaine, so I'm going to be awake. I don't know how that's going to be. I'm going to be awake, but I can't feel it, though.
But they kind of black you out, though, right? Because I did it. You're awake the whole time, but you don't remember it, and you say crazy stuff to them.
What?
Yeah, they did say that.
You'd end up having, you're awake, and you just talk to them about, and you really have to trust these people to keep that to themselves.
Wow.
And then I'm going to need somebody to pick me up from the dentist after, because I imagine I'm not going to be able to drive. So.
No, Uber? Please don't drive.
Uber? No, thanks. I don't know if I trust them with my life after I got that super serious.
You want a loved one or someone that could...
I don't know if I trust Uber with my life after I got a super serious procedure like that.
Yeah. Oh. He's going to be stumbling all over. Not paying attention. You don't want to get
in a car with
a stranger.
They're going to take advantage of me and my bank account.
Oh, my gosh.
Just drive you around the city for like 2 hours.
Exactly.
Yep. So, you got the wisdom teeth coming out.
But besides the wisdom teeth, right now, currently, I've got the Contribute to the Culture Cypher Series. I just dropped... I'm saying me, like I got bars or something.
Right.
An artist that I work with, I just dropped one of his verses on the cypher yesterday. as well. His name is Antonio Breeze. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him.
Not yet.
You should. But it's on the Flipside beat, that freeway beat.
Flipside.
And also up on SoundCloud, we have Darius Haywood's verse on there. You guys heard from him? He's from Brockton.
I've heard of him, but I haven't heard anything.
I got the audio and I got a visual with him. You can check that out on YouTube. Same with Jay Rich and Chris Jeezy. So it's a 5-part series. This is the first one that I've put into parts.
Okay.
I normally stick with like the stereotypical cypher visual. Everybody is in a crowd and just one come out and spit at a time. But I felt like people would appreciate the project more, as like the artist would appreciate the project more if it was just them.
And then it's in a playlist at the
end. Yeah, because you know how some artists are like, oh, I care about myself. And if it's somebody else is on there, I'm not going to take it as serious.
Right.
Like, I ran into that a few times.
Which is weird.
I don't understand. I mean, I guess I can understand it because, let's just say, me and Tasmanian Devil right here, we do a record. She got bars. I got bars, too.
All day.
But her bars are better than mine.
Yeah.
I'm not going to promote this record as much as I would if my bars were better because she's outshining me. Mm-hmm. And I may or may not feel some type of way. I'm not saying that that's the case, but
right.
I feel like that could be one of the instances on why they wouldn't promote it as much. But nonetheless, everybody, I feel like they own the beat. I think Freeway should like sign off on it and just attach that to his
he
verse,
still I mean? Gets paid off that
stupid
song.
Stupid money. It's like a classic record. Like, that record makes you feel good. So that's kind of one of the reasons why I picked it.
Where can people hear this?
Right now it's on SoundCloud. So soundcloud.com is / CTTC Radio. Or you can subscribe to us on YouTube. It's CTTC Radio. Just search that on YouTube. And
sensing a pattern
out.
Here.
It is. Everything is the same.
That's good, man.
I try. Luckily, nobody had any of these names. Same thing with the hashtag. Like, it's super long. So I didn't want to say it's Contribute to the Culture Radio. Like, that's super long. So I just broke it down. But luckily, when I started, I don't even want to say I started the whole movement. But back when we put it together, I literally went on Instagram and I put that hashtag and see if anything came up. Nothing came up. So I just ran with it.
The Contribute to the Culture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you were on it early, and then what? Dame Dash started yelling about the culture. Did you beat Dame Dash to it?
Yo, you know what's crazy? Recently, and I'm not one of those people that's like, yo, I did something first. But like recently, I've seen a lot of people just saying stuff like, everybody's saying something about like improving the culture or whatever, for lack of better words. But like, I didn't start seeing For the Culture this or Do It for the Culture that until I started like talking about it a lot more like 2 or 3 years ago. I'm not saying that I started it, but it's just cool to see.
You're at least
people
on the pulse of it.
Yeah,
you knew
yeah.
that was what was, you
it's,
know, headed.
Sometimes I'll go and I'll check the hashtag just to see if anybody else is picking it up.
Right.
And for the most part, it's my stuff and the people that I work with, but there will be bits and pieces of posts that are from people I have no idea who they are. It may be coincidence, could be spam, but besides that, it is cool to see.
I think it's because the money got so mixed up in it for a while that people didn't really know who was for the culture and who was for, you know, quick buck or whatever it is.
It's
you can be
hard,
for
though.
Both to some extent, but like, yeah, you kind of got to separate a little bit.
How do you determine like who, and what is for the culture and who's not?
Sort of word of mouth, like people, yeah, that guy's good. He's good. Don't worry, he's good people. He's about it. He's not.
Does it end there though? Do you think it gets any deeper than that?
How do you mean?
Because all right, like, what's y'all definition of a culture vulture?
Someone who's not invested in any way in...
Are we talking, like, financially, or are we talking...
No, I mean, like, they could throw away. They could walk away tomorrow.
Okay.
They could walk away tomorrow.
So they're just here for the now type thing.
Because it's the wave, yeah.
See, so what about the people that just... they introduce like all the new waves, I guess, and then they just jump from one wave to another. Like, would you call them culture vultures, or would you call them like curators because they're
bringing
you something?
If it's within hip hop, it's one thing, I guess. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, I can
like,
see
I
that.
Don't mind the different types. I'm not one of these people that's trying to split the different types of hip-hop, but at the end of the day, I feel like hip-hop is sort of a lifestyle. Like, there's certain parts of your life that are going to... If the more of your life it affects, the more you're for the culture, I guess.
So, what do you feel about... all right, because lately, like, I've been... Not even me, necessarily, but I've just been seeing a lot of people talk about stolen ideas.
Okay.
So, for example, like, artists... When they do covers or remixes or whatever, sometimes it's appreciated, but other times it's like, yo, that person just went and stole my record. But, like, what's the difference between the two? A cover that's appreciated and a remix that's stolen.
Well,
is there a real difference? Because I don't do music, so maybe I'm...
Well, if it's a cover song, like, and you did it right, the original artist is still getting paid. You've done the licensing, correct? But if you're just jacking the song and putting it on a mixtape, they're probably not. But then again, mixtapes are a big part of the culture.
See? That's what I... See? It's like, how do you deter... Like,
it's getting real sloppy because people had one set of rules and, like, when they started to work against them, then they all of a sudden didn't want it. But I still think you can kind of tell. It's sort of one of those things you can't explain, I think. You got to feel it.
Like, it's crazy. That's exactly where I was going with it. Like, you just ended it off right there. It's cool until it starts to come back to you, and then that's when you want to start backpedaling it.
Right, they change the rules. So
I don't like that.
But, I mean, I still love when someone does a mixtape and, you know, takes all the... You know, because it does make your song hotter to an extent.
Yeah.
It's when people... I think it's when people jack, like, real old stuff that it gets... messy.
Yeah.
If it's current, like when Wayne and 50 and all them were doing it, like the first wave of it, like those songs were on the radio at the same time, so you knew whose song they were covering. But when someone grabs a song from like 89 or 91 like their fans think it's a new beat, like you kind of gotta be
that's interesting, because I feel like with like reggae, because you know how they come up with a rhythm.
Right.
And then all the artists make a song to that rhythm.
Right.
So it's, I don't know if it's different, like hip-hop. I don't know, hip-hop is just, like, different when it comes to that, like, aspect of it. Because, yeah, you would have, like a gyal workout rhythm, and then, like, all the reggae artists would make their versions to
on
that
one,
rhythm.
On one, it's like all the, on one instrumental, on one beat for the hip-hop lingo. Like, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. There'll be 17 different songs on one record. And that's cool, and the radios will rock every single one because they're all different. But then you come over here into the hip-hop side, and it's like, no.
You can't do that,
No, no, we can't do that. You can't get Mutombo finger. Like, I don't understand it.
It's funny because I don't know too much, but I feel like at the beginning when people didn't have money and they're like, well, it's the only way I can make the song is taking this other person's song, then it was okay. And then once it was their song and they started getting their stuff taken, it was not okay, and... I don't know. It kind of depends how big you are, too. Like, if you're going to jack... someone in Boston jacks a beat from someone else in Boston, I would view that as fairly disrespectful.
Yeah, see, that's... Yeah, I can understand that. That's disrespectful.
It kind of depends which levels I think you're at.
But then again, why? Yeah. But then again, why is it disrespectful?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Because on the artist perspective, I can understand. Like, yo, if I put out a record and then you know that same producer and he just gives it to you and you put out the record, it's like, yo, you're going to feel some type of way because you just put a lot of work into it. But as somebody who doesn't do music, we want to hear the record that has the better artist.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't care who got it first.
That's true.
Right.
Mm-hmm. See, it's tricky. It depends on who you ask.
It depends, yeah. I think there's an integrity level to it where you just got to go off that, I guess.
And I think the integrity level factor is weighed in more when it deals with artist to artist versus when it's an outside just consumer.
It depends who you're taking. Like, if you take like a Wicked industry beat, that's fine, I would say, because that's... But if you're going to take one from someone who's not really in that, that lane, I mean, then they have... option, they can address it how they want. If they want to make a song smashing you to pieces for taking it, then that's also fair game. So I don't know, it's kind of...
I guess I'm glad I don't do music.
It's a minefield. Artists are sensitive too, but that's how you want them, because you want them to be in tune with, you know, what's going on. They gotta express the emotions. But
then you all have those complexes. It's like,
don't say y'all, man. I'm going to play a record now. Speaking of sensitive artists.
Yeah.
we're gonna play this. We're gonna let we got another guest coming up to come join the convo. This is I think you know this guy, but this guy's real sensitive, real nice, sweet soul. He's gonna love hearing me say all this. You tune in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Read a story about a man on the gram, trapping off his iPhone, now he got a FaceTime. I can't go out like that, I ain't took off on me, hungry for the clout like that. In fact, I think I look like bragging, I'm a grown ass man, I think I look like sagging. Making money's in my jeans, if I let that slip away, I fall apart at the seams. Seems, I'm a greedy up on God. I'm just praying all this bread, don't spoil it, in the supper. Head high off adrenaline, I spend it forever, let it settle in. Didn't get rich off the way I handle balls, now I'm bringing back peddling. From my ziggins on the block, selling trees and cigars. You see the pen, but use the pen to put their life behind bars. Won't say only God can judge me, cause I see this shit clear. See the future, look around, but I don't see shit here. I understand you making plays, but this shit ain't a sport. Last thing I wanna do is end up in the court. Last thing I wanna hear is another off the report. Off if you 5'2", nigga, don't tell me you short. Look, if you don't eat, then I don't eat. I don't eat, then you don't sleep. This ain't other shit I do for fame and the Grammy. This shit I do to feed my family. Head high off adrenaline, I spend it forever, let it settle in. Didn't get rich off the way I handle balls, now I'm bringing back peddling.
Shout out the homie Caso, least sensitive person I know. Sorry, brother. That song is called Backpedaling. If you don't know Caso, check out his interview, lfodradio.com. Caso's a young legend in the making.
Super young legend. Super mysterious, though.
Very mysterious. I think he's had social media for like close to 6 months now, though, so I'm getting worried.
Oh, he's had it like.
I don't think he's. I don't think he's deleted it recently.
That guy, does he have Twitter still?
I don't know. He changed everything. I saw like it's forever Caso now. He got rid of Black Morris, kind of ruined things for me.
Yeah, he just confuses me. He's got a new.
He's got a plan. He just doesn't always let him catch on before he moves to the next one.
So this is way different.
So we have a guest here. Another guest we're going to introduce real quick.
Yes.
Priscilla.
Hi.
How are you?
How's everyone doing?
Pretty good, thanks.
It's good.
You sound beautiful. Like your voice is like running.
Oh. Oh, they're getting along. This is what we wanted. This is what we wanted.
Vibe's good in here.
Right. That's what we try for. So Priscilla is going to be joining us more often on here, offering her perspective and, viewpoint on hip-hop. Do you want to give a quick intro and then we'll get back to Shimmy just so people know who they're listening to?
Sure. So my name's Priscilla, coming from Charlotte, North Carolina, representing at 704. I have my own little thing called When I Say Spit. We focus on the art of lyricism, so I'm just happy to be here to kind of add my own expertise. And now he's taking pictures.
Yeah, that's what he does. That's what he does. He doesn't rap, unfortunately, so he's not going to answer too many lyric questions.
Ah, darn.
No. I wish I was, though.
Shimmy is the host of another radio show, 7 to 9 p.m. Sunday night.
I've seen.
CTTC, contribute to the culture.
And on my spare time, I like to take pictures and long walks on the beach.
Really? The last one, true.
Is that for like dates out there, long walks on the beach?
No, I just like to take long walks on the beach.
Lately, this has become a dating platform, I feel like. Like, some people have been coming up on here and, like, really putting that image out, like...
That's not an
advertisement for that.
You're not in the game for that, Shimmy. You're here to meet dudes,
why
other
does
rappers.
Like that?
I'm just out here to function. You know what
okay.
I mean? That's
yeah.
it.
Okay.
Oh gosh.
That's it.
One of those.
No,
let me stop. I'm not gonna do that.
What is one of those?
No, I mean, hey. Prosper, flourish.
Yeah, no, this platform and the platform that I run is for the artists, and it's not for me.
Got it.
But if you guys want to give me or anybody else any kind of tips, pointers, or dating advice, me and everybody else, we're all for it.
I don't think I'll be the one.
When we do Live For Your Date Radio, that actually could work. Live For Your Date.
Sounds
those are the two options. Yeah.
Live free or date. That is crazy.
Yeah. And everything is LFOD. We'll do it. That'll be Valentine's Day next year.
Hey, it's lit.
It's lit.
It's lit.
I hate that word.
Honestly, I've been trying to stop, but.
See, that's why you're not an OG yet. You're still saying lit.
Ugh.
Not even thinking twice. You're not even sarcastic about it.
Wow. Okay.
Can you use your youth to get us like hip on the new slang before it's out there? So we don't come off like Arby's tweeting about it.
You know what's crazy? I feel like I'm not even hip to it.
Okay.
Like someone said FAP to me today on Twitter, and
let's
I have
not
no
talk
idea
about FAP on there.
Oh my God! So you know what that means? I did not know what they mean.
Sending that stuff. Anyway, Shimmy.
Yeah.
Shimmy, you got so. Your radio actually started with these ciphers, right? At Mass Apparel.
Yeah, it's crazy because. All right, so I've been in the same studio for the last. Like 3 years, it's been three different shows. The first two, for one reason or another, didn't last. So I started doing like social media work with Mass Apparel, and I was still getting artist submissions. So I started putting together these ciphers. I think the first two and the fourth one were all at Mass Apparel.
Okay.
The third and the fifth were at other locations. But I was at a point where I talked to my partner, the DJ on the show, DJ Mad Meeks, and I was like, yo, what are we going to do with all this music? He's like, let's just try this radio thing one more time. Mm-hmm. So the contribute to the culture, we already had started that wave, so we're like, we need to figure out a radio show that could fit with that name. So we just broke the whole hashtag down and just slapped a radio behind it.
Boom. Mm-hmm.
And we've been moving ever since. We like to cater, obviously, to... hip-hop for the most part, but we have started branching out into various entrepreneurs and businesses, just basically anybody who does anything positive in the greater New England area or anywhere else, and they want to take the time to come out to travel to us, then we'll definitely support you. But I try to talk less about what we've got personally going on and more about the artists.
All right.
Just because we feel like, well, at the time there wasn't that many platforms that were offering like independent artists spotlight.
Not only that, but they were disappearing pretty rapidly.
Yeah, crazy. But I feel like over the last 2 years, a bunch have, spouted, and they're still relevant actually.
Right.
Which is real good to see. And they're embracing each other. It's not like a competition.
Right.
I'm seeing a lot of people work with each other, so that's cool.
Right. Yeah, there's a bunch on EMF. There's you guys. I think we're doing a little bit over here. There's some stuff in North Shore. I don't know who else is in Boston besides you, me, and Chuck, and Michelle. A couple. DJ, do you know Lady Gemini? She's over on EMF. She's got a good show Wednesday nights. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, actually, I think I've heard of her.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, I don't even know, like, V... Like, what are they called now? Like, vlogs?
Vlogs? Or
there's a lot of, like, people that are putting those out now, so that's cool to see, like, artists... outside of like the persona they put on when they're performing, like that's
right.
cool to see.
Right.
I bang with the museum a lot. They're a platform that basically does the same thing what we do, except they're not on radio.
Okay.
So it's cool to see people being innovative and making new opportunities for the same people that we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool.
Yeah, the infrastructure is really coming together in the city. And that's
I can appreciate it. And like I said before, it's just glad to see that people aren't being arrogant and calling everything a competition and saying, I started something first.
Now, hopefully that lasts, man. My fingers are so crossed because the next year I wouldn't be surprised if some people got...
But do you know what's crazy? Were y'all hip on the whole new Boston? Like, people started talking about the whole new Boston
wave?
Yeah,
and that even agitated people.
You see? But that, just right there, it's like, I can understand both sides. I can understand how the people on the new Boston side, they're like, they're saying how they're making noise, and they're coming together, and they're showing that Boston actually has some talent. But I can understand what the old heads are saying about how there have been artists in the city that can rap, and there have been...
Yeah, they were kind of trying to wipe out, like, it never happened.
Yeah, so I can understand both sides. Like we were saying off air, just it's a slippery slope depending on who you are in the situation.
Right.
So I think, all in all, I think the city is good. And
well, I think what we're doing is good, like the people coming together who can sort of... Because obviously you have a different... Mm-hmm. audience than I have. Chuck has a different... We all have different audiences, and mm-hmm. sort of mixing them up lets people know. Because it's crazy. I can list 70 rappers in Boston. I'm not proud of this, but I can do this. And then I can talk to somebody else who will not know a single one of those rappers, but they know 50 others. And it's insane that there's these two scenes, maybe even a third scene, that are all sort of bubbling at the same time. Scene.
And that's something that I appreciate about Boston, just coming in from North Carolina. There's like a variety of different types of music, especially within hip-hop, mm-hmm. and people that cater to that certain type.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Because you're not from Boston, right?
Right.
All right, so what made you come to Boston?
I am a writer, and I feel like this is the perfect atmosphere for me to be here.
Okay, so what was your idea of Boston, like, before you came here?
Straight white people.
Yo,
the town, the party.
Yo, so
I didn't think it was as diverse as it is.
But why? Yes, most people don't. But why did you... I'm not coming at you, but I'm talking to you as all of the other people that assume the same thing. Why did you feel that way?
Well, people put it in my head. I mean, when you think of Boston, you don't think diverse or hip-hop. You think...
Pac the Cow.
Old, that.
And
older white people just walking around.
Yeah.
But then, like, my friend's Haitian, so she's from here, and she was just like, oh, no, it's chill out here. But she doesn't like Boston. But other than that...
No one from the city likes it, but they all love it, and they never leave.
Yeah.
But I like it. I like Boston. I think Boston's really cool. It's very different, but I like it.
I'm not one of those people that's, like, from Boston and, like, hates it. I'll never hate the city, but this is not somewhere that... I would want to be for my entire life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, just going off to school in Pennsylvania, I feel like that was probably one of the best decisions that I ever made. And living out there for 4 years, it just let me know that there's so much more out there.
What school did you go to?
Oh, I went to Penn State.
Okay.
One of the best schools in the whole wide world.
I could agree. And I think it's a pretty good
We talked
state.
About how drunk we used to get down
there.
Yeah. Super drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I miss college
At one time, we were, like, top 3 party school in the country.
Mm.
So I don't know if that's an accomplishment or not.
You were up there. UNH gets wild. Shout out to UNH.
Yeah, I've never been up there. I've heard about
that. They were up there. They're fans of tear gas and all that at their parties.
But yeah, tell your people, Massachusetts or Boston in particular is very diverse.
Right.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it is. I've told them.
Outside of two communities, like, there are more than just...
It's funny because I went down south this weekend, and like, they were like, oh, you moved to Boston? They was like, wait, are there any other black people?
Did they ask you why you didn't have an accent? Like, you were going to automatically pick it up.
And I was like, no, I don't want that accent.
You have to unlock it, though, because even my buddy, he travels a lot, and he was here, and he's like, he came back to visit. He's like, oh, man, like, you in Boston, you're so white. It's so white, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, dude, it's so diverse. Like, I talk to people from all over the world every day, and he's like... And we're standing, like, we're downtown. He's like, look around, dude. He's like, no, it's not. And, like, we're arguing about it. But you have to find it. But if you go where you need to go. Like,
yeah, but you have to find it. That's
it's not easy. There's two.
So is it?
Maybe that's why there's two scenes. Like, it's easy for people to hide in the city. I don't get how it's so small and people hide so well.
It's easy because you go to a club on one night and you see one set of people. Then you go the very next night to the same spot and it's another set of people. And then on the third night, it's a completely different set of people. But there's 7 clubs that... variate the same nights, but they on different nights.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's like you see so many different people, But then when you go out to the spots that you frequent, you know you're going to see the same people that you always see. But why is that, though?
Because, I mean, y'all cater to different nights. Like, I mean, y'all have Zouk nights or Latin nights, so obviously it's going to bring out those people.
But there's some spots, they don't even advertise what type of night they have. It's just you go in there and you're just like, whoa. I'm in here on a Wednesday and I'm looking around like, they're playing trap music, but I see all Asians. Like, but this is in Boston. But
Asian
when you get
people
that,
can't listen to trap music.
Oh, they absolutely can. But that's refreshing to see because
right.
most people think that's just all white people here, but it's not. And not that that'd be a problem, I guess. I don't know if that'd
I'd
be
like
a problem at all. But
I don't think Boston's. That.
I think it's the movies they have. That's what they cash in on. They get paid for that image in Hollywood or whatever, and that's what they're.
It's
they
more
push.
Diverse than Charlotte, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, Charlotte wasn't very diverse at all when I visited. It's kind of like a Disney World.
Yeah, oh my. It's like white, black, might have a little Latin in there, but yeah.
Y'all got a lot of Walmarts, right?
Yeah. I miss Walmart.
Do you?
I went to a there's no Chick-fil-A's here. How crazy
is
that?
Nah, there's one in Framingham.
There's one in...
There's none in the city, though. I would think that...
Yeah, there's not. There's not.
There's not a Taco Bell, either. It's
like, that's the first thing I ate when I went down there.
Chick-fil-A? Yeah. What is this, like...
See, I'm a Bojangles guy.
Ooh.
I love my Bojangles. I will go there on a road trip, and I will get, like... I'll get the big box and I'll keep it in my car and I'll eat it over the course
place?
Of the day.
What is Bojangles?
Bojangles is like, have you ever been to KFC?
God. Yeah.
It's that, but a little better.
Oh, okay. it's so good.
Yikes.
Yeah, their biscuits
a
are really good.
Oh,
their chicken
man.
Is really good.
And you can get the big jug of iced tea with it.
Is anything actually in
Bojangles is real. I will not stand for any Bojangles slander. And it's funny because it brings, like we were saying, brings all walks of life together. You go in there banged up on a Sunday morning, get some chicken. You'll see people in business suits. Yeah. You'll see college kids. Yeah. You'll see a family, and they all are brought together by their love for Bojangles.
You should work for Bojangles.
I want to open a franchise up here. That's nice. After this pops off, my money's going into Bojangles franchise.
Get a franchise.
Go for it.
I support you.
There Bojangles isn't one in Boston. The North area, is it? Or New England area?
There's nothing like north of Tennessee, I don't think.
Wow.
So that'd be big.
North Carolina's sort, yeah. Well, there's nothing that far up, yeah. We'll get it. So I want to play one more record, then I want to come back, finish this conversation. We're talking about Boston. I want to hear who you're rocking with so people know who they can hear on your station.
You can put me on the spot. There's so
many
people.
Well, you can think about it. This is my girl,
Rael,
though. I'm trying to... People need to get hip, and I'm sick of them not being hip. So this is one of my main goals, besides making you famous, Taz.
Oh my gosh.
I'm getting you popping. I screenshotted your followers so I would know how many you got from my tweets. Oh, yeah. Oh,
why
yeah.
Why are you making me laugh?
I'm getting you famous. Maggie ain't famous. All right. This is Ray Al. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Think about I'm with you, time is in love and essence, babe. Every second is a blessing. Love, it's got to be. You make all of me shine a little bit. Like glue to me, and quite truthfully, bid them adieu if it's you and me. Ain't nothing to it, every dude can get the eulogy, cause what we doing's on a whole nother cool degree. Levitate into space when we shoot debris. As of late though, you ducking on a unity. Now you never come around like truancy. Why you got me trying to figure out the foolery? Know full well I'll handle a duck ruthlessly. Racing after basics, think prudently. I hate to see you waste your ingenuity. Through time's test, I will always love you best. In this lifetime and the next. Let me tell you what you do to me. Take my very best, bring it out beautifully. No more words, how you play sound new to me. Every mannerism stick like glue to me.
Hi, I'm Mariah Carey. What are you doing this summer? You could be a host for the Fresh Air Fund. All it takes is a little space in your home and a little place in your heart. You'll be giving a child a chance to discover life beyond city limits, and you'll be getting the opportunity to make life richer for yourself and your guest. Please become a Fresh Air Fund host. Thank you.
We are back. Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We got Shimmy Combs contribute to the culture.
Yeah.
We got Young Tasmania.
Yeah.
Do you have a nickname? Or are we going Priscilla for now?
I'm going with Priscilla.
Priscilla?
Yeah, it's my God-given name.
Nice.
Okay.
Hmm.
You had a question for... We have 3.5 more minutes, but I know you have a question for Shimmy Combs.
So, the question is, a hip-hop lyric that describes your whole movement.
Yo, I really can't come up with one. But you asked me another question, so I feel like we were going somewhere with that.
So, who's your favorite rapper?
Pusha T.
Okay, so give me a favorite song. Or one of the songs that you know whenever you're going through a really hard moment, you're going to play.
New God Flow.
Okay. Mm.
Hey.
Okay. Any other questions?
No, I mean, that...
I was about to say, because from that, can you inspire anyone? What line, like, sticks out to you that's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to give this song to somebody to inspire them? See what gets me going.
Oh, he didn't even say it. Kanye said it. When he said, what did he say? Hold on, I ain't trying to stunt, man. Oh, when he said the Yeezys jumped over the jump, man. Mm-hmm. That made so many people mad. But like that was like a he wasn't arrogant, but like he let people know that he was determined and he had a mission to make his brand bigger than Jordan, and Jordan I've got him on my feet right now. Like, he's the man when it comes to culture in my generation, at least. I can't say anything about the new generation or the older ones. But when he said that, like, I felt like he just took over right there. And then the rest of the record is just Pusha T is the god of all gods, and that's it.
Do you think that correlates with what you're doing here in Boston?
No, he's about everything, though. I'm about everything. He's not jumping over.
But what I can say is, if we're going to talk about jumping over another thing, I would say that I'm trying to take our movement and your movement and everybody's movement who's about positivity and jump over all the naysayers, the people who say that Boston doesn't support Boston.
Yeah.
So I guess you could say that. Could
Boston jumped over the Bostonians.
Boom! Right. New Boston jumped over the old Boston?
I did not get hashtag New Boston.
Never.
I'm New England. I'm about the whole big picture.
I'm from Woburn, so...
Woburn?
Oh, jeez. See, we could have gotten into that. We got to get out of here, though. Did you see what she just did, by the way? She just sliced that down and...
She did. And you answered the question, just so you know.
She got you there.
Thank you.
No problem.
What's your major?
Let people know... Let people know where they can hear you, find you, all that. Then I'm going to do my little outro and we're going to get out of here.
It's E... Shimmy, Shimmy, COMBS07. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Christian Mingle, Mi Gente, Black Planet, all that good stuff.
Yes. And he likes walks on the beach.
Slow walks on the beach.
Are you listening to hip hop when you're walking on the beach?
Yeah, Panda.
He's listening to Panda and Pusha T. All right. Well, that's been it for LFOD Radio. We do not have a guest next week, so if you're an artist listening, please send your submissions at LFOD Radio.